Dollar baby. How cute can you be in desolate underbrush? You were meant for me. Battered phonograph talk face. I'm just a vagabond, pass without. Can't play the game as well as you, darling. Trade whistle, open shirt, flapping. I diddle, diddle. Sunday, sad year's lowest PM, Miss Ash.
This man, Ophidius, was my beloved in Rome. Yet, Bobby Hope.
Rome has fallen to the ground. Finished. The tour ends. Juan Santiago, February 6th. Item concerned a plane. Meet. Crash off Jones Beach. Him. Cat Mountain. Santiago hanged him.
Is your name Menenius?
'Tis a spell, you see, of much power. You know the way home again. Do you hear?
Dead job here. Abandoned trip to England. Bring my brother home. Had not thought. Plane's charred wreckage was strewn. You only one called this. We didn't. Frozen world in his eyes. Common law wife he slew April 12 by stabbing her 23 times. Death top of a double bunk. You got no basis. Plain Mr. Jones or Mr. Even me, Jay, if you prefer.
Of you. I can scarce think that any. You're so slacked. He that has a will to die by himself.
Tourist. Not dash so many. Not seen each other in a long time. Death of Santiago. For a week.
Uranian Willie, the heavy metal kid, also known as Willie the Rat. He wised up the marks. This is war to extermination. Fight cell by cell through bodies and mind screens of the earth. Souls rotten from the orgasm drug. Flesh shuddering from the ovens. Prisoners of the earth, come out. Storm the studio. Burnt metal smell of interplanetary war in the raw noon streets, swept by screaming glass blizzards of enemy flak. Shift linguals, free doorways, cut word lines, photo falling, word falling, breakthrough in gray room. Towers, open fire. Partisans of all nation, open fire. Tilt. Blast, pound, stab, strap, kill. Pilot K-9, you are cut off. Back. Back before the whole fucking shithouse goes up. Return to base immediately. Ride music beam back to base. Stay out of that time flak. All pilots, ride panpipes back to base. The technician mixed bicarbonate of soda, surveying the havoc on his view screen. It was impossible to estimate the damage. Anything put out up till now is like pulling a figure out of the air. Enemy installations shattered, personnel decimated, board books taken. Electric waves of resistance sweeping through mind screens of the earth. The message of total resistance on short wave of the world. This is war to extermination. Shift linguals, cut word lines. Vibrate tourists, free doorways. Photo falling, word falling. Breakthrough in gray room, calling partisans of all nation. Towers, open fire.
Country house, young man with briefcase at the door. Doors opened by a gray-haired man dressed in a blue dressing gown. Yes?
I'm your local Scientologist. What can I do for you? Drop dead. The door slammed. The man, Clint Smith, tottered back to the living room and collapsed on the sofa. Set is crater-like valley in the suburbs of a middle-sized English city. There are authentic cottages with moss on the roof. There is ye old Brambletye Motel. High prices, thin walls. Over the valley, towers a vast, gray slag heap. A mine tip. The camera moves at a purposeful trot. A peasant struts placidly in a field. Huntsmen in red coats have stepped from a print in the old Marl Hole Tavern. An eccentric lesbian attacks them with her umbrella. She is cheered on by hippies. Now uncouth local youths erupt from ye old Marl Hole Tavern. And soon fights are in progress between the hippies and the local. Smith reread the letter. Your flippant attitude towards Scientology makes you a downstat, suppressive person. I disconnect from you. Don't ever get on my cum lines again, Terry. Clinch buried his face in his hands, sobbing. Ingrates, every one of them ingrates. Why, I paid for his Scientology courses. He looked up through his histrionic tears, and there was Ollie's Chris on the wall. It was 30 years ago in Malaya. The first time he saw Ollie was in the market. He noticed a crowd, curiously divided, the men sullen and downcast, the women laughing and radiant. He pushed through the crowd, and there in the center of the circle was a slender boy of 18 dressed in a curtain, his face crudely made up. In front of him, a toothless old hag does a hideous, obscene dance, and he imitates her every movement. Looking into the boy's eyes, Clinch saw that he was helpless in there, watching in agony what his body was doing. He was, in fact, a lata. That is a condition where the victim must imitate every movement once his attention has been attracted by a special signal.
Magazine 52 had undone so many. Emergency exit.
The sheriff.
Well, she was a nice lady. The words would be too hard to confine because she was nice to everyone.
Did she seem worried about her home life?
Well, so far, not as I know. She always, if it was deep down inside. It wasn't nothing outside to show. She was always smiling, happy, and everything.
Kenneth Thompson, who works at the restaurant where a tragedy may have been born.
Are you tracking me? Know who I am? Sad years, lowest PM in this hash.
Found beaten to death today in his hotel room in Midtown. Young's body was found face up on the blood-spattered floor of his room. His hands were torn.
Are you tracking me up Main Street?
Drove all night, came gone, but wore this new life, barking dogs
the exhibition, Greenwing and Day from 6 months of winter sleep for its second and final season. Sunny skies and rising temperatures helped it off to a good start. By 4 p.m., the turnstiles had clicked off 141,000 paid admissions, many times the total for the opening day last year. The front today, tonight, full tonight.
Not even Lord Jim. Look behind the frayed red badge of courage. 4 roses. So? He asked if I saw roses.
In New Hampshire, police have arrested Jack Sargent, whose wife and four children were found shot to death with a rifle in their home today. Sargent turned himself into a local minister. The victims are Mrs. Janice Sargent and four children ranged in age from 3 to 9. Four men were held for the shooting of a Detroit woman after the big Selma Montgomery demonstration. The government didn't press action against one of them, and today the reason comes out. He was an informer for the FBI. Gary Thomas Rowe, a paid informer, still in.
Some things I find myself doing, I'll just pack in is all.
Got a commercial in here. Mike.
This company making installment cash loan. Evidently, from
you don't need a time machine. You can start with a pad, a pencil, and a box camera.
Huh? It's not the desire of this program to cast any aspersions on the Selma operation or anything of the sort. It has done the impossible.
Motive has yet been turned on. Thursday in the 60s, Thursday night, fair and cooler.
Down 0.18, utilities down 0.82, stocks down 0.61, volume 5,590.
Ding dong bell, sell, sell, sell.
Could be reduced to a neutral musical score. This score, once learned, would literally pull the language into the student's mind. This thesis was coldly received by his superiors, and Clinch's obtuse persistence in pushing it finally resulted in a penal assignment in La Paz. An inheritance from an uncle saved him sitting out years of ignominy waiting for his pension. As he read the clipping, he heard the clock strike 11 in the market. He finished the clipping and handed it back. As he turned into the market, he heard the cry, Amuk, Amuk, Amuk. And there was Ollie with his Chris in front of the drugstore. The shutters fell like a guillotine. The old market women were scampering off with the agility of rats or evil spirits. Three of them were too slow. And now Ali was running straight towards him, face blazing like a comet, like a comet. Lynch Smith stood up. He felt the hair stir on the back of his neck, and a shiver spattered his body with goose pimples. Ali, Ali, Ali. He walked over and took the crisp from the wall. It seemed to leap into his hand. He opened the door and started for the Scientology Center, moving with a purposeful trot, the Chris held in front of him. And then the shots. Three heavy slugs tore into Allie's body, and he kept coming. Three more bullets cut him down, and he fell at Clinch's feet. Sun helmet, shorts, the lean bronze face. He put the revolver. He shoved the Webley 455 automatic revolver into his holster and buttoned it in.
Delicon Polaroid mutter spell fell. Sell, sell, sell.
Climb straight up from here, 10,000 feet.
Während dieses Ausverkaufs mit besonderen Gelegenheiten erhalten Sie überdies von der Rittschwanischer Company auch nur ein Geschenk. Wenn Sie für 9...
He was Dutch, you think? Definitely Germanic.
32-teiliges SRVs, die Goldauflage dekoriert, ein 32-teiliges SRVs für 6...
There are
Well, he says it's about time to identify an area, even white dwarf him in fairly disguised. I see a nice goodbye on shortwave. Hell for these traitors, liars who want time for pink sheath mediation, cowards who cannot face what you have given to others. Account screams hot crab people, museum of disease. Your planet has been invaded. Oh, yes. You are dogs on all tape. Cut, shift, tangle control lines of word and CIA's number three man, Richard Helms. Power television light on. The gang, Uranian born, our last answer. Get out and fight for your freedom. The board gimmick is the oven. Terms with this organism. Symbiosis con. Gallows to be travel agency. Voice, take the place apart.
Silver spot.
Mexico City, where Lupita sits like an Aztec earth goddess, doling out her little acres of lousy shit. Selling is more of a habit than using, Lupita says. Non-using pushers have a contact habit, and that's one you can't kick. Agents get it, too. Take Bradley, the buyer, best narcotics agent in the industry. Anyone would make him for junk. I mean, you can walk up to a pusher and score direct. He is so anonymous, gray, and spectral, the pusher don't remember him afterwards. So he twists one after the other. Well, the buyer comes to look more and more like a junkie. He can't drink. He can't get it up. His teeth fall out. He's all the time sucking on a candy bar. Baby Ruth's, he digs special. It really disgusts you to see the buyer sucking on them candy bars so nasty, a cop says. The buyer takes on an ominous gray-green color. Fact is, his body is making its own junk or equivalent. The buyer has a steady connection. A man within, you might say, or so he thinks. Now this set my room, he says, but them all, squares on both sides. I am the only complete man in the industry. But a yen comes on him like the great black wind through the bones. So the buyer hunts up a young junkie and gives him a paper to make it.
Screaming, I will drag you to the police. Got 5 years for sodomy. In Mississippi, they strung a nigger up under a railroad bridge, burning his genitals off with a blowtorch. The face of the man with the torch, well, we dressed him up in Esquire clothes, and it became the new look, the bold look. And he was a pretty hot property. Now we had an exclusive on this good thing, and I happen to remember the day was one thing like that after the other. Woman bit the cock off her husband because he was queer, and her copper-loving brother stomped him to death. Now, he would undoubtedly have been successful. In an early age, he observed the difference.
I understood it was you.
The deference paid him by the townspeople. He was not stupid enough to think this was his by some mysterious right. Lord
Passport number 18, Residencia Madrid. The consul was very severe.
Factor, and therefore,
let me see your passport, please.
Dangerous.
To his surprise, the young man immediately handed over a passport, which he had apparently held ready under the desk. The consul examined the passport. It was a seaman's passport, number 23. These low numbers. Date of birth, February 6, 1944, San Francisco. The consul looked up. There's been a mistake here. It was a different Kelly I wanted to see. Yes, I know that. My brother. You knew about it, did you? Smile from an old calendar, back porch, falling leaves, sun cold. On a thin boy with freckles. He dropped
the photo into a bureau drawer. See Chester, the dead man, is in the consulate, and the vice consul breaks the news to Mother. He died 5 years ago. The Frisco kid, he never returns. In life, used address I give you. Had no luck. It was a long time ago, so what with one thing and another? Independent path. Garcia and Vega, since 1882. Are you tracking me? April 3rd, 1882, St. Joseph, Missouri. I come here to talk for Joe. Eat lamb on brochette. What hotel? Are you tracking me? Point. Far away and long ago. He's looking through a telephone. It was not my voice beyond the crossings.
Thing police keep all boardroom reports, and we are not allowed to proffer the disaster accounts. Wind hand caught in the door. Explosive bio-advanced men out of space to employ electrician in gasoline crack of history. Last of the gallant heroes. I'm you on tracks, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin. Couldn't reach flesh in his switch and zero time to the sick tracks. A long time between suns I held the stale overcoat, sliding between light and shadow, muttering in the dogs of unfamiliar score. Across the wounded galaxies we intersect, poison of dead sun in your brain slowly fading. Migrants of ape in gasoline crack of history, explosive bio-advance out of space to neon. I'm you, a wind hand caught in the door, couldn't reach flesh. In sun I held the stale overcoat, dead hand stretching the throat. Last to proffer the disaster account on track, see, Mr. Bradley, Mr. And being blind, may not refuse to hear. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin, disaster to my blood, whom I created.
Full of rocks,
the shallow water came into the tide in the Swedish River of
Broken Bird. Garcia and Vega, since 1882, are you tracking me? April 3rd, 1882, St. Joseph, Missouri. I come here to talk for Joe. The notice refers to your brother in any case.
Amigos.
Is the notice dated?
Paco.
Dated? I came to the concert on Friday afternoon.
You can see
yes, but I did have a date on it.
Broken. Listen to my last
the concert looked at the slip. The date was smudged.
In fact,
the whole notice was bit off. It seemed to be a photostatic copy of some old document stating in ornate Spanish that passport number 18 was being held. Was not my voice beyond the crossing. And number 23, Calle de los Desamparados. It would be returned to Senor Kelly, our accredited consular official, on payment of the account. Mr. Kelly.
Listen, if you value the bodies for which you would sell all souls forever. I bear no sick words, junk words, love words, forgive words from Jesus. I have not come to explain or tidy up. What am I doing over here with the workers, the gooks, the apes, the dogs, the errand boys, the human animals?
Collector of sea disaster.
Why don't I come over with a board and drink Coca-Cola or make it? Now, for God's sakes, don't let that Coca-Cola thing out.
Visitor and old gold. Well, Mr. Kelly, suppose we look in on the Residencia Madrid and see if we can't throw some light on a dark subject. Could you meet me here at 4 p.m.? I came out of the toilet, put my bottle and works away in a bureau drawer. Soiled underwear, stagnant flowers in the room at dawn. Are you a member of the union? Film Union, 4 p.m.
To this end, he betook himself.
You come to where I finished carrying a 22 rifle. Long ago boy offering Martin a squirrel by moonlight. Know who I am? Smell the horse.
Here, sit down a while, and let us once again assail your ears that are so fortified against our story, what we have two nights seen. Where sit we down? And let us hear from others speak of this. Last night of all.
Scientists are very absent-minded, thank God.
To tidy that up, you have the wrong name and the wrong number. Mr. Luce Getty Lee Rockefeller.
Wearily, he sweeps the pile of books to the floor. This isn't what I want. You understand me?
Mr. Bradley.
You mean I have to go and take courses, sir? Why not go home to the library? Cold to burn, where experts can access photographing and
Lennox's is not enough. How can you be sure he's obeying your will and not his own?
The bell won't be unleashed.
The world will not less but more merciless as it finds itself. There will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy.
In the news this afternoon, the tax break.
The
WPAT presents a report
of sensation trembling on an enemy who has hurt us. That's all we need, boy. In your case, the worst in the world happens to be rats.
I'm
pressed on the sprinkles
on the table. Mr. Martin smiles. Last adios out of books. This exemption applies for the time actually served in the Vietnam area.
Rockets close the streak, calling last human pieces the enemy.
The last time such an exemption was given was during the Korean War. In military activity, there was no let-up today in the air attacks on North Vietnam transportation.
Well, hell. Because this was our final slogan in the prior railway intended to serve no one was in the rebel world. The rest of the world when the world looking for real props and a bright
quite by chance, the same stranger here, outside Agent Cole,
of the Da Nang Air Base. Red China is editorializing again today and threatening that American escalation of the Vietnam War is, as the Communist Party newspaper puts it, a path leading to the grave. And another war appears to be in the making. The Indian government charged today that a Pakistani army brigade of at least 3,000 men invaded Indian territory to a depth of 7 miles and then was turned back with heavy losses. The clash occurred in western India in an almost barren, sparsely inhabited expanse which is flooded half the year. However, it has assumed some importance for both sides since there were reports that there may be oil there.
Getty Oil? You like this thing that I have done?
In place, since British India was partitioned into India and Pakistan in 1947. Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko will arrive in Paris tomorrow for the first visit to that capital by a leading Soviet official since Khrushchev went there for the 1960 summit meeting with President Eisenhower, a meeting that was washed out by the
Germans.
But you observed this time of night, together with that fair and warlike form in which the majesty of very Denmark did sometimes march.
Attorney General Katzenbach is in Atlanta today for a speech. In his prepared remarks, the head of the Justice Department says that citizens should report illegal activities to the police despite the risk of being called informers. Katzenbach also is critical of people who express contempt for informers, refuse...
Word, falling. Photo, falling. Breakthrough in gray room. He has gone away through invisible mornings, leaving a million tape recordings of his voice behind, fading into the cold spring air, pose a colorless question.
Question.
Pose a colorless question. Pose a colorless question. Pose a colorless question. Pose a colorless question. Pose a colorless question.
junk turn you on vegetable. It's green, see? A green fix should last a long time. An unworthy vessel, obviously. So, I have decided that junk is not green, but blue.
And sat on his cane feet, cane seat to watch the fight. Two middle-aged women were the first to notice Clint Smith.
Official flower,
they looked at the Chris in disapproval.
Specifically in the area of school integration.
She didn't have time to speak.
Two university psychologists say in school the convention of their profession that Barry Goldwater would have gotten more votes last November if Alabama Governor George Wallace had stayed in the race. The reason? Wallace would have made Goldwater appear more moderate, and he, Goldwater, would have attracted the votes of some of the moderates who voted for President.
Whirling, dancing, shifting, he slashed and stabbed. Meanwhile, a rumor has flashed through the town that the Home Secretary has ordered a massacre of hippies and militants. Now they come out in droves, all marching towards the scene of battle, just ahead. This is it. They glimpse a slender young Malay boy, a Negro, a Mexican, a Chinese, perhaps, crushed under a pile of cops. Pulling baseball bats and bicycle chains, they charge. Many of the opposition fainted at the sight, and the weaker ones had heart attacks. What remained? Something summoned, something so ugly, that several hippies with Zen leanings faltered and said, "Let's talk this over." But the stronger hippies were strengthened, and their eyes blazed. While the embattled police and landed gentry flung themselves forward. You filthy bastards are asking for it. And now the two hosts are approaching each other. Then a sound like falling mountains. The tip, the tip, the tip. A wall of gray mud, 20 feet tall, is sweeping into the valley. Next shot shows a lunar landscape of fluid slag. Against the icy blackness of space, the ghost face of Ollie smiles.